A New Hampshire timber frame architect is one of four finalists in a design competition hosted by the Boston Society of Architects. As NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports, the contest hopes to highlight the potential of using wood instead of concrete and steel in tall buildings.
Architect Tim Olson from Benson Wood Homes in Walpole has a problem. He and a friend have screwed together the first few pieces of a design project called the Coopered Column backwards.
We're looking at the plan upside down and assembling it, and so we swap the pieces.
It's understandable. There are 118 pieces, each one a big, meaty timber, and 250 screws to hold it all together. The Coopered Column is one of four striking installations in an exhibit that opened last week in the Boston Society of Architects Gallery. There's a system of curved flooring that you can actually walk on, a mass of thick interlocking wooden peaks and gables, and a series of impossibly curved 2x4s. This exhibit is to showcase designs that could be used to make massive buildings out of wood. Olson's column, if you can call it that, looks like a cone turned upside down or a bowl. The upturned lip juts out from around a corner of the gallery at an improbable angle. It has this eccentric shape. One end is low, around knee height, and the other side.
And then on the other side, that's where it gets scary.
It's 6 feet tall.
You know, I don't know if you ever work on your car, but it's like there's something heavy over you.
The column weighs about 3,000 pounds, and the long protruding lip of the bowl is designed in computer models to be balanced perfectly with steel counterweights concealed in the timbers of the low end, but
the computer model, as far as I'm concerned, is junk now.
For opening day, Olson had to add more weight to the base, just to be safe.
It's really close to its balance point. I mean, I can unweight the end if I pull on it.
Each of the exhibits is an art project that's trying to prove some design theory. Olson calls his bowl a column because that was the original idea, a wooden column that could handle the weight of a skyscraper. He deformed the column into a bowl shape to show how the design could handle stresses it would take to hold up a building.
It was creaking a bit, actually, in the gallery when we were done with it. You know, you'd be cleaning up and you'd hear pop, you know, and you think it's settling into, you know, where it wants to be.
He calls it coopered because it borrows from the design of a barrel, with interlocking timbers acting like staves and a ring of screws holding it together. Making big buildings out of wood is a trendy idea, so much so it's even got its own TED Talk.
Steel represents about 3% of man's greenhouse gas emissions, and concrete is over 5%.
Another architect, Mike Green from New York, estimates in the talk that every 20-story building made out of wood instead of steel or concrete saves around 4,300 tons of carbon.
That's the equivalent of about 900 cars removed from the road in 1 year.
A 34-story wooden skyscraper is slated to be built in Sweden by 2023. Currently, the tallest wooden buildings are around 9 stories tall. Boosters for the idea even say the massive glued-together timber panels being used in these buildings actually stand up to fire better than steel. And there are many such boosters, like the New England Forestry Foundation, which believes sustainable timber harvesting and conservation can complement each other. Bob Purcell, executive director of the foundation, says their models estimate the region could sustainably harvest double the amount of timber it does today.
And we were still able to protect water quality. We're still able to set wildlife reserves aside, and the scenario that was best was the one where we actually harvested more materials.
There are caveats here for some environmentalists, like how would all that forestry activity affect the diversity of tree species and the wildlife that supports, but suffice it to say it's an idea that some people have. Olson and his column are part of that. But it's also mostly an academic exercise.
I think we have the kernel of something that could be brought to a tall building somehow, you know. But certainly we didn't take it there yet.
The exhibit, called Urban Timber, will run all summer. And hey, it's free. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.